Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
我们今天的节目其实是非常悲伤的啊，因为最近东航失事班机的这个事情，真的是让所有的朋友都非常的揪心，而且真的心里就有一种说不出来的难受。
Yeah, so today we have a pretty sad show. Obviously, we all know the news about the recent China Eastern plane crash.
对，那也有好多的用户和听众问我们说，我们这个时候到底怎么表达自己这种难以言语的伤痛啊，这种难过。那我们今天的节目呢，就会跟大家一起来分享一下。其实伤痛是我们生活里面可能都会去经历，会要去面对的一个感受啊。
That's right, pain and suffering, these are things that we all encounter, or our friends and loved ones encounter. So we always need to know how to offer condolences to them.
对, and our thoughts are with them, our thoughts and prayers are with them.好，那Adam， 我们先来看一下英语里面很多不同的形容词啊，都是来形容刚刚讲到的这种伤痛、难过、悲伤的心情或者事情的。那我们先来分享几个最常用的形容词。
Okay, well, the first word that comes to mind, of course, is sad.
好 ，sad 应该是大家最先学到的形容这种感情的一个词啊，它是既可以用来形容你的心情，然后也可以用来形容比如这件事件非常 sad, 对吗
Right, right. So I can be sad. As a matter of fact, this topic makes me kind of sad. But, right, things can also be sad, especially news. Sad news.
对对。好，那除了 sad 以外呢，另外还有一个词是非常形象的形容，让人非常心痛，让人非常心碎的。
Right, right. And this one also has the English word heart in it. Heartbreaking.
对，so if something breaks your heart, 让你心碎的事情啊，那把它变成形容词的话呢，它就变成了 it's very heartbreaking. 但这个我们不能说 I feel heartbreaking, 对吧
That's right, you can be heartbroken by something. I feel heartbroken by the news.But Jenny's right, we don't say, I feel heartbreaking.
好，那通常这样的事情呢，也是就是非常伤痛，让人非常悲痛的。
Right, so painful. News can also be very painful.
那 pain 就是疼痛的感觉啊。Pain 是一个名词，你可以说 Oh, I feel the pain. 然后特别是那安慰人的时候啊，可以说 I feel your pain, or we feel your pain.
That's right, I feel your pain.
但是也同样要注意，你不能说 I feel very painful, 对不对？来形容你心里的这种疼痛。
Right, right, exactly.
So I feel the pain, or this is really painful. 好，那最后我们要看的这两个形容词呢，一个是啊，这真的是非常可怕，非常糟糕的。
Yeah, terrible, terrible news.
对，其实when we were talking about the plane crash, Adam used the adjective, oh, such terrible news. 就真的是让人，我觉得用糟糕可怕，那个中文都没有办法表达英文 terrible 的这个程度。
Right, but try not to worry about finding the perfect word. Terrible is a word that we use in these terrible or tragic situations.
好，你刚刚说的另外一个词呢，就是很悲剧的、悲剧性的啊 ，very, very or extremely sad 这个词就是
tragic,
tragic, T R A G I C。那它的名词呢，一个悲剧是
tragedy. So I'm really glad you mentioned that, Jenny, because we can say it was a tragedy or that was a tragedy.But we cannot say it was very tragedy.
对，要搞清楚词性啊。It was very tragic. Very 后面我们要跟形容词。好，其实刚刚咱们讲了很多的单词，用在句子里的话，它很简单的，你可以就前面加一个副词来修饰啊，比如说 ，It's just so sad. It's just so extremely sad.
Right, or so terrible, or so heartbreaking.
So tragic. 而且很多这种事情就是是没有办法解释的。为什么 these tragedies happen, right? We can't explain. We're unable to explain why.
Right, so there is a word that is very, very close to explain that really expresses what Jenny just said. That is inexplicable.
对，这个 inexplicable 意思是不能被解释的，很难被解释的。
Yes, or you might hear this word in its adverb form with one of the words we just talked about, like it's inexplicably tragic, for example.
对，但是也可以用更口语的表达方式。
Sure, you can just say, there are no words. There are no words for something.
There are no words for it. 对吧，就是没有言语可以形容的啊，没有言语可以解释的。好，那其实我想大家也很想知道啊，当你 when you hear something that's inexplicably tragic and heartbreaking, 你要怎么表达说啊，真的太难过了，我真的很难受，我听到这样的新闻，这样的消息。
Right, so in English, we do often say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that, or I'm so sorry to hear that.
那这里的 sorry 呢，和我们日常生活中说的对不起啊，意思还是有些区别的。这里的 sorry 更多的是一种共情，一种 empathy。别人告诉了你非常痛苦，非常难过的一件事情，然后你表达。其实我觉得中文里面我们可能会用一些语气词来形容啊，比如我们会说啊，哎，怎么这样啊，哎呀，太难过了。But in English, probably the most common response is, I'm so sorry. 那后面接的就是，你可以说像刚刚 Adam 分享的 I'm so sorry to hear that, 或者I'm so sorry for your loss.
Right, that's a really common one. I'm sorry for your loss.
对，这里的 loss 就是特别是对方比如他有这个亲友去世了 So they lost someone they love. Right, so you can say I'm so sorry for your loss.
That's right.
好，或者像其实 the plane crash 我们可能没有直接的像这些死难者的亲友表达的机会 But we can say something like, I'm so sorry for the lives lost.
Right, right. So remember when you're saying, I'm so sorry, this is usually in the face of the person who lost. You're usually saying that to the family member or the friend. This sentence is a bit different. You're just expressing this feeling. That's fine.
好，那除了用 I'm so sorry 以外，其他还有常用的一个就是 my condolences。那 condolences 的意思就是，就是表达慰问和吊唁。然后我们用这一句的时候，是有人过世了，有人去世了，对不对？
That's right.
那也要注意，we always use this in the plural, so.My condolences, our condolences, 后面要加一个 S. 那还有刚刚讲的这个 My thoughts or our thoughts and prayers are with you or with them, 就是我们在惦记着你，然后我们在为你祷告，我们在为你祈求和祈福。
Right, and just like with condolences, thoughts and prayers will always be plural. It's never going to be my thought, my prayer,All of these will have an S.
对，都是复数形式啊。好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，要说一下，如果你想更加进一步的为对方做一些什么，去支持他，去帮助他，你可以怎么表达？
Well, you can always be very direct and just say, is there anything I can do to help?Or if you want to be a little bit less direct, because it's...Obviously, a difficult time, you can say, I don't know what I can do to help, but if there's anything, please let me know.
对, because when someone has experienced such tragic loss, 我觉得我们真的是很难去你要去体会他们的那种伤痛啊。所以这个时候我不知道我能做什么来帮你，但是只要我能做任何的事情，请你告诉我，对吧？ So I think it's a really good way of, you know, expressing your feelings. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how I can help, but I'm there for you.
Right, right. Or very similarly, you can say, I know there's nothing I can say or do that can make up for your loss.But I'm here whenever you need me.
对，真的就是不管我说什么或者做什么都没有办法弥补你的损失，但是只要你需要我，我随时随地都在。
And of course, different people will need different things. Some people will need help in their daily lives. Other people will just need someone to talk to.
对，就是英文说的they need a shoulder to cry on. 你抱抱他，是吧？就是给他一个拥抱，你的肩膀可以让他依靠一下啊。
Right, that's a great expression, a shoulder to cry on. We probably wouldn't offer that to a person directly. I wouldn't say, I have a shoulder, you can cry on it. But you can say, let me know if you ever need someone to talk to.
对对，做一个很好的聆听者、倾听者啊。好，那我们今天节目最后要分享的这句话非常的简单啊、，but it means a lot.
That's right. I just wanted to let you know that I'm there for you.
这里 I just wanted to 用过去式是一种非常婉转、非常就像你前面说的，不那么直接，不那么刺耳的表达，你是默默的、温柔的存在着，对吧 ？I just wanted to let you know that I'm there for you. 就是我在这里支持你。
Right, actually, I'm glad you said 这里 there, Jenny, because you could also say here for you in this sentence, and it would really be the exact same thing.
Okay, so I just wanted to let you know that I'm here for you.
Exactly.
好，那我想最后我们大家都很想对这些家属说的就是 We just wanted to let you know that we are here for you, even though we don't really know what we can do to help, and there's nothing we can say or do to make up for your loss, but it's such a collective pain.是吧？当有这种 plane crash， 我觉得就是大家都那个感觉到同样的伤痛。We share the pain.
That's right. And one word that we did not talk about today is grieve. A very important word. We all need to grieve a loss. People grieve differently. And if there is anything that we can do to help you grieve, please let us know. Let us be that shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, grief 是一个过程，就是这个会很悲伤、很伤心的过程。每个人在经历了这样的 loss 之后，都需要这个过程。
Absolutely, absolutely.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，也非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Okay, bye guys, take care.